This is World Cricket Weekly Talk, presented by Teachers Blended Scotch Whisky, the spirit of achievement. Nigel Reid alongside Faraz Sarawat. And one of the reasons that Zubin Sakari is not in studio this week is because he's on the other side of the country in Vancouver attending the annual meeting of Cricket Canada. In your experience, what sort of meetings are these before we talk to Zub himself?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of review of the how the year went, business plans, vision of the future, and juicy elections.
Ah, juicy elections. Now, does anything ever get done at these particular annual meetings, or is it a meeting of the old boys club with the appropriate club tie?
I don't think it's about the club tie anymore.
Good. That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Does anything get done? Well, I think a lot gets said. And then we wait a year and see what actually got done.
And then we talk about it again.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So this year's annual meeting is taking place in sunny Vancouver, as I'm led to believe by Zubin Sakari, who is there and is on the line now. Hello, Zub.
Yeah, good afternoon.
I hope you're well. What sort of vibe are you getting out of the AGM thus far?
It's actually been pretty good. We've met of the meeting, so we've got all the board of directors and the provincial board of directors here as well, and all in one room, and just been hashing out some of the governance and policies that there might be some changes and tweaks, and just kind of getting a a general feel of what's going on. But it's been, all in all, it's been pretty good so far. I think a bit boring yesterday and went longer than expected, but you only meet these guys once a year in this type of setting, so it's obviously going to go beyond the schedule.
Now, you are officially the players' representative on the Executive Board of Cricket Canada, so, as we say, you are looking out for the players' interests. What is your agenda as far as this AGM is concerned? What do you feel that you can get done on behalf of the players?
Well, this is it was a mandated position by Sports Canada. Any kind of funding that you receive, you have to have a player's representative on the board, and I was brought on just basically the eyes and ears of what's going on and the communication between the players and the board. Since the contract situations have come in, there's obviously been a bit more and be tough for the Cricket Association to get a handle on how to deal with these things. So it's a bit of a teething process in the beginning, but the good thing about having the player rep is you have somebody to communicate back and forth. It hasn't always been that easy, but it's definitely a position that needs to be upheld.
Do you get the impression as the years roll by that the people at the sharp end who make the decisions are actually embracing what the players have to say, whether they are grievances or suggestions, positives, negatives? Do you feel you get a fair hearing, Zub?
I think they do. Whether or not it actually happens, and whether it can be implemented is another thing. A lot of the requests are beyond the means of what they can actually give, and that ends up being the problem. And then it feels like, oh, these guys are not doing anything for us. But in reality, it's probably because they're fairly strapped and they can't fulfill certain obligations. I mean, we're touring a lot more than we used to. There's more guys on contracts. We have there's all these other obligations that we have, so it's always tough, from our side of it and then the player side of it. Your guys are not getting paid on time, and that type of thing has to be hashed out and made aware, and not just to the board here, but to the ICC, where we're getting our money from. So we're not in compliance with certain things. We shouldn't be at the sake of our guys getting paid for their monthly salaries. Things like that, I think, are important that just get out there, not only to Cricket Canada, but to the ICC as well.
Yeah. So, Zub, can you talk a little bit about the contractual aspect? So, there's one element, which is obviously the players getting paid by virtue of having a contract. But what are some of the other improvements in a player's contract that you would be advocating for?
I definitely advocated for things like what happens when a guy loses his contract. It's like losing your job. So is there an unemployment insurance option? What's the contract obligations? We have other guys too who are not on contract, but they're on part-time basis, and their payments and things like that. So
big picture, Zubin, away from your specific role as the players rep, is there anything that you've sort of taken with you to this meeting that you would, given a magic wand, would like to see change that needs addressing and can be addressed at this gathering of the decision makers?
Yeah, definitely a clarity and a try to get the youth and getting our younger players playing a good level of cricket, which obviously translates into our national team. The national team's performances are obviously being scrutinized. You know, they finished in the 5-6 position, which is pretty much about right. You know, the obviously a 3-4 would have been even better, but ideally you're still out of the World Cup. There's been plenty of talk about junior development. That's what we're discussing in the morning, and how to improve the leagues and the structure that way. You know, obviously the issues with players playing in the smaller areas, like, you know, the provinces that don't necessarily have cricket, and having them having a voice and getting their players seen.
Yeah, a very interesting point for us. I mean, exposure itself is key as far as an aspiring player is concerned, because you might be the next big thing, but if nobody knows he's there, then it's a much tougher hill to climb.
Yeah, there certainly needs to be a more of a structure in place where a young player can actually see their path to the team. Somebody can kind of look at them as they progress through the ranks, you know, junior cricket and moving on to senior cricket. And so that's certainly an important aspect of things.
Yeah, and do you get the sense, Zoob, that there is some kind of a pathway, some kind of an identification process that will allow these rising youngsters to realize their potential?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's just giving them an opportunity to show their skills, not only show their skills, but the guys who have skills are ready to improve their skills and get ready for the next level. You know, it's not an easy thing to take a young guy and get him ready for the national team. So there's plenty of steps in between that have to be taken. And I'm under the firm believer that, you know, like the ages of 10, 11 to 18 are the most important in terms of development and disciplines and all that. So that's where the emphasis should be. And the clearer and the more transparent the pathway is, the better.
Zoob, is there any talk about what we might call player retention? I mean, you've identified an age group that's important. And, you know, either Canada has historically had very, you know, players who were kind of long in the tooth, and then sometimes, you know, children. And the optimal age is in the late 20s, mid-20s. And is there any talk about how do you keep those players in the game?
Yeah, actually, funny enough, we probably just finished the discussion not less than about an hour ago about keeping the three players on our national team that haven't finished their high school education. We identified that to look after the guys going forward, so universities and affiliations with that. I think Cricket Canada had a good role to play with Natish going to school in England. So those are kind of initiatives that they're going to be starting to look into in terms of giving them access to playing good level of cricket, and obviously getting an education. Very important.
Enjoy the rest of the meeting.
Will do.
Enjoy the complimentary beverages, and come back safely and see us soon.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Zubin Sukari joining us from the Cricket Canada annual meeting in Vancouver. And that's just about all we have time for on this week's show. I want to thank our guests, Monty Desai, Philip Spooner, Peter Della Penna, and Zubin Sukari, all the way from the Cricket Canada annual meeting. Rathan Morthy is our executive producer. The editor is Jeff Eaton. World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production, presented by Teachers Blended Scotch Whisky, the spirit of achievement. He's Farah Sarwa. Thank you so much. I'm Nigel Reid. Until next time, we'll see you at the crease.
That is a terrific shot.
World Cricket Weekly Talk is a Titan GSG production.